Now, before England headed to Sri Lanka, you said it would be tough for them, and really so it proved, going down, 5-2. Just give us your sort of reaction to their performance.
Obviously, it was going to be tough going into a subcontinent conditions with an untried, dry team. I think there's been a lot of questions asked and not many answers given. I think James Taylor and Joe Root being the biggest question, the biggest answers that we've found, that James Taylor can score at the highest level. Quite bizarre, he went from number 3 to number 5 after being successful at number 8, but again, it gave Alex Hales another opportunity at the top of the order. But yeah, it's been a tough call, tough, and it's very interesting. The Collins, well, Peter Moore said before the last game.
Yes, I was going to come on to that, Hoggy, because Alistair Cook's position seems to come under more and more pressure every day. We've had Paul Downs and come out and defend him as well. I mean, what do you make of all of that?
Well, it was quite amusing that Paul Downs and defending Alistair Cook said he's going to lead us through and everything else. And Pete Moore came out and said, well, nobody's unsackable, but if he gets sacked, it's not going to be me, it'll be the board that sack him. So it was a very interesting interview that Pete Moore gave.
Yeah, it's an odd one, isn't it? You've picked out some positives already. We're sort of coming up to Christmas, bit of Christmas cheer, James Taylor. I thought Chris Wokes was quite impressive as well. What about you?
Yeah, I think Chris Wokes is a very good all-round cricketer. Still think he's learning his trade. But again, he's an exciting prospect. He's got a yard of pace. He can certainly bat, given the tour that he had to Sri Lanka with the Lions, and we saw glimpses of how he can bat, especially in the last one day. So he's an exciting prospect for England that can bowl and bat, and he's a good fielder.
On the bowling, Hoggy, there was quite a lot of wides bowled early on. England struggled with their death bowling, perhaps bowling a little too short. If you were sort of asked to go and give them an analysis of how they bowled in Sri Lanka and what they could do better, what would you be saying to them?
I think you can put it down a little bit to rustiness going over to Sri Lanka. They'd had some time off. But again, it's international cricket. Your skill sets and your skill level have to be very high to succeed. So they need to be able to deliver whether it is the Yorker, whether it is the slower ball, whether it is back of the length. They need to be able to call on each ball and bowl it at will. And I think the deliverance and the execution of the plans were poor at times. And they need to go and make sure that when they decide to bowl the Yorker, they bowl the Yorker and not half bowling, or whether they decide to bowl a back of a length ball, it is hitting the length back of the length hard. It's just practicing skill sets and making sure that they are very high.
England meet to name their sort of squads for the Tri Nations, the World Cup later this week. Are you expecting any surprises?
It's England, no. England don't surprise people. I think the nucleus of the squad will be basically what went to Sri Lanka. But so the only big change that will surprise anybody if Alistair Cook is sacked.
Would you make that decision, Hoggy, or would you keep him on?
The question is who's going to replace him.
Yeah.
Owen Morgan. I haven't made the decision either, because if he was scoring runs and everything else, he's the natural successor of Cook. But he's not scoring runs, so he's positioned in jeopardy as well. Is Alistair Cook the right man to lead England in one day cricket? I think not. Is there going to be a change? No.
Fair enough. This series saw a sort of farewell on Sri Lankan soil for Mahela Jayawardena and Kumar Sangakkara, and they performed outstandingly once again. Just sort of pay tribute maybe to them. You'll have bowled a few overs at them over the years.
Yeah, but I've bowled plenty of overs and seen them score plenty of runs. But again, two of the nicest, genuine cricketers and guys that you ever want to meet. Both very down to earth, both are still very humble, although of all the great achievements. And they will go down as two of the cricket greats, not just ranking, but cricket greats. So it's been a privilege to play against them and to get to know them as people. And it's going to be a massive loss for cricket. So it's going to be tough times to fill their boots, but exciting times for some young Sri Lankan batsmen, thinking that there's now a gap.